is our third group of semifinalists. A sophomore at the University of Southern California, from Arcadia, California, Chauca Ying. A sophomore at the University of Texas at Austin, from Dallas, Texas, Marshall Como. And a sophomore at Yale University, from Miami, Florida, Nathaniel Miller. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. Welcome. Our two semifinals so far have been terrific games. That makes all of us here at Jeopardy very, very happy, including our sponsor, LendingTree. Now, if today's game matches up just as well and we go 3 for 3, we're going to be delighted. Shauka, Marshall, and Nathaniel, good to see you again. And good luck. Here we go. Here are the categories for the first round today. The Rocky Mountains. Wonderful. Unique college courses. Uh-oh. Non-American history. Extracurricular activities. Hey, sing out. And finally, it sounds easy. Three-letter words. Nathaniel, you start us.
Non-American history 800.
The 1970s president of Equatorial Vis, Macias Nguema, forced priests to recite, "There is no God other than Macias." Nathaniel.
What is Guinea?
Yes.
1000 non-American history.
Joseph Stalin was an editor of this Bolshevik newspaper whose Russian name means truth. Nathaniel.
What is Pravda?
You got it.
Non-American history 600.
In 1644, the Manchus ended this dynasty known for vases. Shauka.
What is Ming?
Yes.
History 400.
Well, that takes the cake. In 1793, this queen was put in solitary confinement at the Conciergerie. Marshall.
Who is Marie Antoinette?
Yes.
Three-letter words, 1000.
Before it's trimmed, this evergreen tree, popular in landscape gardening, has striking red decor. Marshall.
What is a fir?
Nope. Nathaniel or Shauka? What is a yew? Marshall, back to you.
Unique college courses, 800.
History courses at Kent State include ones on espionage, the Holocaust, and this Italian city, the birthplace of the Renaissance. Marshall.
What is Florence?
Good, you're on the plus side again.
You need college courses 1000?
One of the topics covered in a Major League Baseball course at Arizona State is this player who broke the color barrier in 1947. Shauka.
Who is Babe Ruth?
No. Nathaniel.
Who is Jackie Robinson?
Yes.
Courses 600?
You can take a course on artificial intelligence at this school along the Charles River. Go engineers. Shauka.
What is MIT?
Yes.
College 400?
Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for the ice cream short course at this school, home of the Nittany Lions. Nathaniel.
What is Penn State?
Yep.
Rocky Mountains 800?
For a real Rocky Mountain High, visit this military academy near Colorado Springs. Marshall.
What is the Air Force Academy?
Yes.
Three-letter words, 800.
To put on an article of clothing. It's also a male first name. Nathaniel.
What is Don?
Don, that's the one.
Word 600.
One of these costs might be luxury or flat. Nathaniel.
What is the tax?
Tax, yes.
Sing out, 800.
This one-named singer seen here dug up a hit with Graveyard in 2019. Marshall.
Who is Halsey?
Yes.
Sing out 1000.
Last name of Doctor Who actor Peter and of his younger cousin Lewis, who got Peter to star in the video for Someone You Loved. Shauka.
Who is Capaldi?
You got it.
Three-letter words, 400?
That's right, friend. It's an enemy. Nathaniel.
What is a foe?
Foe, that's the word, and that takes you to an even 5,000. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Shauka Ying, a sophomore at the University of Southern California, is very impressive as a college student, but in high school also, because didn't somebody write a poem about you?
Yes, it was for an AP English class. The assignment was to write a specific type of poem that had a volta or a turn or a twist at the end. And the twist about this poem just happened to be that, hey, it's about one of our classmates, and it was me.
That's wonderful. Did you save the poem?
No. It's somewhere on the internet. But.
It's on the internet.
Yes.
All right. You can find it at any time. Marshall Como is from Dallas, Texas, sophomore at the University of Texas. And Favorite class so far or favorite teacher?
Right, okay, so I had this class back freshman year. It was a history class, American history, and the teacher had written a book that Lin-Manuel Miranda credited for being his inspiration for the character of Aaron Burr in Hamilton. And since that's my favorite musical, it's just incredible. The professor's name is H.W. Brands, just shout out real quick. But yeah.
Good for you. Nathaniel Miller, sophomore at Yale University. You've taken up curling?
I have.
Is there a college competition involving curling now?
Yeah, there is, and there's a national tournament in a couple months in North Dakota, actually.
I love that sport. It's fun to watch, and there's a social aspect associated with curling that some of us enjoy. All right, you're in command of the board. Go ahead.
Let's do non-American history 200.
In 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay were on top of the world after reaching the summit of this mountain. Marshall.
What is Mount Everest?
You got it.
Can I get extracurricular activities 800?
A part-time job at this chain, making meatball marinara and veggie delight sandwiches, could put a few bucks in your pocket. Marshall.
What is Subway?
Yes.
Extracurricular activities 1,000?
How about trying this sport nicknamed chess on ice that uses 8 granite stones per team? Shauka.
What is curling?
Curling, yes. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a complete coincidence. We had no idea. Shauka, but you rang in ahead of Nathaniel.
Extracurricular 600.
You can start a cover band and perform songs of this artist, like Party Monster and Call Out My Name. Correct response, who is The Weeknd? Shauka, back to you.
Extracurricular 400.
Let's talk about joining Cornell's Speech and This Society, or Georgetown's Parliamentary This Team. Marshall.
What is debate?
Debate, yes.
Rocky Mountain 600.
For much of its length, this ridge between western and eastern flowing river systems follows the crest of the Rocky Mountains. Nathaniel.
What is the Continental Ridge?
Yes, Continental Divide.
1,000 Rocky Mountains.
Answer. Daily Double. You're still in the lead.
Let's do 800.
800 only. All right. A state capital in the Rockies bears the name of this Native American people once found in the region.
What is Boise?
No, what is Cheyenne? Cheyenne. All right.
Sing out 600.
This British singer-songwriter's 2017-19 Divide Tour took in a whopping $775 million. Nathaniel.
It was Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Three-letter words, 200.
A cup for Java, or to forcibly rob someone. Shauka?
What is mug?
Mug, yes.
Sing out 400.
She was on kids' TV shows like Barney and Friends and Hannah Montana a bit before her 2019 hit, Lose You to Love Me. Nathaniel.
Who is Miley Cyrus?
Nope. Marshall.
Who is Selena Gomez?
She's the one.
Sing out 200.
Sam Smith was hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. Baby, how do you do this when you lie to me? Marshall.
Love me? What is love me?
Nope. Nathaniel.
What is sleep?
Yes.
Extracurricular 200.
Volunteer at a local animal rescue and help guys like this breed that can weigh as little as 1 pound find a forever home. Shauka.
What is a chihuahua?
Chihuahua, yeah.
College course is 200.
Sweet. Alfred University in New York offered a course on this pancake topper. Nathaniel.
What is syrup?
Be more specific.
What is maple syrup?
That's it, yep.
Rocky Mountains 400.
A wide variety of animals live in the Rocky Mountains, including this type of wild sheep. Nathaniel.
It is a bighorn?
Bighorn, correct. And now the last clue. The Rocky Mountains stretch for more than 3,000 miles from New Mexico north to the Brooks Range in this state. Keep going north, 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 and you wind up in Alaska. All right, break time for us. Back in a moment. Fairly evenly matched threesome going at it right now into Double Jeopardy. And Shauka, you select first from these categories. The world of video games, poetry, the elements with style, adjectives. Each correct response will begin with those two letters, A-D. That's followed by a full ride and you're hoping for it, a scholarship. Where would you like to start?
Video games 1200.
In 2019, Sony revived this odd-looking fellow who had to avoid coily while jumping from level to level. Shauka.
Who is Qbert?
Yes.
Video game 1600.
Referring to a false promise, the cake is a lie, became a famous meme that sprang from this Valve game. Marshall.
What is Portal?
Yep.
Poetry 2000.
Answer. Daily Double.
I'll take a true daily double.
All right. For $10,000 in the subject, poetry. Here is the clue. In the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, he wrote, I have measured out my life with coffee spoons.
Who is Eliot?
T.S. Eliot is right.
Okay, I'll take poetry 16.
Prophetically, she wrote in Lady Lazarus, dying is an art like everything else. I do it exceptionally well. Marshall.
Who is Pound?
No. Nathaniel.
Who is Plath?
Sylvia Plath, yes.
Adjective 16.
Meaning hard-headed about something, it also means a really hard type of rock. And that is adamant. Back to you, Nathaniel.
Adjectives 1200.
Directed to a particular recipient, like a package. Nathaniel.
What is addressed?
Yes.
800 adjectives.
Just good enough, but no more. Nathaniel.
What is adequate?
Right.
2,000 adjectives.
Old-timey word meaning fuzzy-minded. And the word this time is addled. Addled. Nathaniel.
Scholarship 1,200.
John Dominique Crossan wrote the controversial book The Historical Hymn, The Life of a Mediterranean Jewish Peasant. Marshall.
Who is Jesus?
Yes.
Can I get poetry for 1,200?
This poet, with a bias for lowercase letters, did use capital E's for the initials of his first and middle names. Marshall.
Who is Cummings?
Correct.
Poetry 8.
He wrote, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Nathaniel.
Who is Frost?
Robert Frost, yes.
Elements with style, 1200.
Leading the pack, alphabetically at any rate, is this element, symbol AC. And that would be actinium. Back to you, Nathaniel.
Full ride, 1200.
Remove the seats, panels, etc., and you can get 15 to 20 in a Mini Cooper for this alliterative circus automobile. Shauka.
What is a clown car?
Right.
Element 1600.
This word for a gas, such as argon, also applies to a probably well-dressed person, such as a duke. Marshall.
What is noble?
Noble, right you are.
Can I get elements with style 2,000?
Answer. Daily double.
Others 3,000?
Three it is. All right, here is the clue in the category the elements with style. You'll have that certain glow with this element discovered in 1669 and named for the way it glows in the dark.
What is aluminium?
No. What is phosphorus? Think of phosphorescent. All right, you're now in second place. Go again, though.
Can I get scholarship for 2,000?
In 1925, Leslie Hodson unearthed the 332-year-old record of the inquest into this Dr. Faustus playwright's death. Marshall.
Who is Marlowe?
Good.
Scholarship 16?
This renowned scholar of race is a frequent guest of Bill Maher and acted in the Matrix film series. Marshall.
Who is Coates?
No. Nathaniel.
Who is West?
West. Cornell West.
Scholarship 800.
In 1986, feminist legal scholar Catherine McKinnon convinced the Supreme Court that sexual this, often at work, is sex discrimination. Shauka.
What is harassment?
Yes.
Scholarship 400.
Lawrence Tribe has taught at Harvard Law since 1968 and co-wrote the book on reading this document, which he's done a few times. Nathaniel.
What is the Constitution?
That's it.
Full ride, 1600.
On this route to the Pacific Northwest, wagons only held a few passengers, but 2,000 pounds of supplies, including 400 pounds of bacon. Nathaniel.
What is the Arizona Trail?
Nope. Oh. Shauka.
What is the Oregon Trail?
Oregon, yes.
Full Ride 2000?
In 1975, the last C-130A Hercules to leave Vietnam before the fall of this city flew hundreds of desperate people to Thailand. Nathaniel.
What is Saigon?
That's the city.
Full Ride 800?
In 1941, the luxury vessel SS America, capacity 1,049, got these new initials as the troop ship West Point, capacity around 8,000. Marshall.
What is USS?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Elements with style 800?
I'd like to put out an APB on PB, this most stylish element on the periodic table. Shalka.
What is lead?
Lead, you got
it. Video games 2000?
The long-awaited upcoming sequel to this PlayStation game revisits Ellie and Joel after a cross-country trek filled with zombies. Shalka.
What is The Last of Us?
Yes.
Video games 800?
Set not in Hyrule, but rather on the Isle of Koholint, Link's Awakening is a 2019 Nintendo release in this game series. Nathaniel.
What is Zelda?
Give me something more. No, sorry. Marshall.
What is The Legend of Zelda?
The Legend of Zelda, yes.
Poetry 400?
On July 4th, 1855, Walt Whitman published this group of 12 poems at his own expense. Marshall.
What is Leaves of Grass?
Yes.
Adjectives 400?
Sticky. Marshall.
Adhesive? What is adhesive?
Yep. And with that, you wind up in the lead at 12,200. We're coming down to an exciting finish to this semifinal. It depends on your wagers and how you feel about this subject. Presidential geography. All right, think about it. We'll return with a clue in a moment.
Mending Tree presents the College Championship.
Interesting combination of subjects for our final today. Presidential geography. Players, here's your clue. This Midwest city is the burial place of one 19th century president and was named for a relative of another. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We'll start with Shalka, who was in third place with 10,200. What did you write down, young lady? What is Lincoln? Lincoln, Nebraska is incorrect. It'll cost you something. How much? 2,000 only, dropping you to 8,200. We come down to Nathaniel. He had 11,800. His response was also incorrect. It'll cost him how much? 10,800. He drops to 1,000. Over to Marshall now. He's shaking his head because he wrote down the same thing. The correct response, the Midwest city is Cleveland, Ohio. Garfield is buried there. Let's see what it cost you. 11,401, dropping you to 799. Shalka, congratulations, young lady. Come on over here. You're going to be a finalist. You're going to play for $100,000 against these two guys.
Tyler Combs, Indiana University. Nabeer Sarma, University of Minnesota.
The finals get underway tomorrow. Join us then. So long, everybody.
The Jeopardy! College Championship is presented by LendingTree.